This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Real Power Hour. This is Mary Ellen Moore, in case you're just joining us. We'll be joined this hour by Alex Newman. So excited to have him on the show today. He is an American journalist and consultant who writes about economics, finance, banking, business, and politics for diverse publications, including one of my favorites, The New American. And he studied journalism, economics, and political science at the University of Florida. In addition to his own consulting firm, Alex has worked in market research and marketing strategy, information gathering and consulting for international companies, nonprofit organizations, and various political campaigns. He is also the co-author of a book exposing some of the problems with today's public education system, and I've had the honor of hearing him 2 years in a row speak at the Red Pill Expo, first in Bozeman, Montana, and this past June in Spokane, Washington, and just such a wealth of information. Welcome to you, Alex. So nice to have you on today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on there, Ellen. It's great to be with you.
There's so much going on right now, and I kind of wanted to see what was front and center for you, but where I would kind of like to see this go is because of everything that's going on, especially with NATO over in Europe right now and in the Middle East. Our previous guest, we talked a lot about Syria and Iran, is I kind of wanted to ask you your take on sort of the deep state within the deep state, because that's a term now that has become very mainstream, and, you know, those of us that have been into the, you know, conspiracy analysts for all these years, we kind of use shadow government and New World Order and some of these things, and it seems like it's all of a sudden front and center, but I think a lot of people don't really understand what the deep state is.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak on this incredibly important issue. And, you know, you're right. This term is now in vogue, this idea of a deep state. And the latest polling came out of the University Polling Institute shows that 75% of Americans are concerned about the deep state, which they defined as basically a cabal of intelligence and bureaucratic forces that set policy and try to dictate and control things beyond the purview and beyond the scope of what's in the Constitution and what the American people can see through their elected representatives. And so that's a good superficial definition of things, but as I showed in a special report that we put together for the New American magazine, and as you know well from the movie you made, Shadow Ring, and some of the stuff you guys talk about on the radio, you know, that's not the end of the story. There really is what I've started calling now the deep state behind the deep state. And this is kind of this global network of secretive, you know, semi-secret, and in some cases actually secret societies that control these intelligence agencies and these bureaucracies and the media. And, you know, some of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with some of these organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, and then, you know, just outright secret societies like Skull and Bones, which John Kerry and George Bush were both members of, and Bohemian Grove, where basically, you know, 2,000, 2,500 of the most powerful men in the world get together and do occult rituals in the Redwood Forest in Northern California. So, you know, that's essentially what we're dealing with. And when you look at this constellation of secretive organizations and the intersections between these organizations and, say, the CIA and the NSA and the EPA and the Congress and the Supreme Court and all the rest of it, you see that the world is governed much differently than your average man on the street imagines, and that's problematic.
Well, yes, I don't know how to really explain it to people, because when you go into the depth, I mean, they kind of get the deep state. I mean, truly, Alex, I mean, I get as much as, you know, the Democrats think the Republicans are the deep state, the Republicans think the Democrats are the deep state. So it becomes very difficult when you start to go a little bit deeper. And, of course, I ask people all the time if they've ever heard of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and literally maybe one out of 30 have heard of it, and out of the people that have heard of it, they don't really know what it is, or they kind of have a just a shady idea of what it is. So, yeah, I mean, the deep state is something that's being bandied about here rather than people having an understanding of it. And, you know, I think it starts in school because nobody's taught any history, so we don't have a frame of reference to know, understand how deep it goes.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that almost all of the mass media, the so-called mainstream media, and we really should stop calling it that. I like to call it the fringe globalist media, because they really are on the fringe, and, you know, there's nothing mainstream about them. But these CNN, for example, the parent company is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, so we shouldn't expect that the fake news gangs at CNN are going to tell us about the CFR. Same thing with News Corporation, which owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. And so all these companies that own the mass media are intertwined with these organizations of the deep state behind the deep state. Of course, they completely dominate our so-called education system, and we really should stop calling it an education system. It's actually an indoctrination system. It's a massive machine to dumb down the American public on an industrial scale. And so that's why people don't understand the mechanics of it. And so that's what I'm hoping to, shine the light on. And a lot of other people are doing this as well. And I know you are too, Mary Ellen. But, we need people to understand who these people are. Who are the characters who run the deep state? And if we want to stop it, I mean, that's step one, is identify the people and the organizations involved in this. And, that's really, it's just so important that people have an understanding of this. And so I recommend your documentary that you made. And again, I have this special report that we put out earlier this year in The New American, where we just break it down step by step. It's, I think, a very good introduction to these organizations. And so if people want to learn more about, the money men who are behind this, the organizations that are involved here, I highly recommend that people get that. It's available for free on the internet, or people can buy it as an ebook, or people can order, physical copies of the magazine. You can order them in bulk if you want to distribute them. And it's, I think, a very good introduction for people who want to learn more. And then when you try to look at, the individual components here, you can dig much deeper. The Council on Foreign Relations, for example, I know, your listeners are very familiar with James Perloff. He wrote the book Shadows of Power. And I can't recommend that book highly enough. It's such a good primer on the Council on Foreign Relations if you want to understand the mechanics of the deep state in the United States.
I have a question for you regarding President Trump. I mean, regardless of what you or anybody thinks of him, it seemed like he had initially kind of a lot of populist, some non-CFR members surrounding him, and now all of a sudden he is pretty much completely surrounded by neocons and kind of New World Order types, the Boltons and the Giulianis and the Kellys and some of these other people. Do you think there's a, like, he's been co-opted, or do you think he has a sense that something's wrong, or how much do you think he really understands?
Well, I think he has a very solid understanding of the problem. In fact, I have very solid indications that he knows what he's up against. We reported at the New American that his father was actually very, very close to the John Birch Society back in the 50s and 60s, that he was a financier of the JBS. He was a personal friend of Robert Welch. And so, he grew up in a home where there was a pretty significant understanding of what we're up against. And if you just listen to what he says, I mean, he's been incredibly good on exposing some of these things. Just saying these things out loud, it has just been incredibly important. I mean, he's talked about how the Federal Reserve manipulates the economy, how we ought to go back to an honest monetary system. He's talked about the globalist cabal trying to create a world government, how the UN is an enemy of freedom and America. So he understands all this very well, and I think he understands the institutions involved as well. The problem is, there's only so much you can do. And so I think you hit the nail on the head. When he came in, I think he did his best to put good people in. John Bolton, I think, is a very good example of what happened. He put in Lieutenant General Flynn, who was, he's a real patriot. He's a good guy. He's been on the right side of things. He blew the whistle on the Obama administration's of funding and support for Al-Qaeda in Syria. And that's why the deep state took him out right away. They hit the panic button, and they did everything they could. It turns out Peter Stork was involved in the takedown of General Flynn. And right. Then they got him replaced with H.R. McMaster, who was a CFR member. You know, speaking of CFR, Bilderberg attendee, total deep state swamp creature. And John Bolton, unfortunately, is also a member of the CFR. So my guess is that he is under tremendous pressure by these deep state globalists. And, you know, we don't really know what's going on. It could be that he was threatened. It could be that his family was threatened. It could be that, and he has to get his people through the Senate as well, which is very problematic because, of course, we have a lot of deep state swamp creatures operating in the Senate. So
he might be picking his battles very carefully and deciding what things to take the stand on. I also think it's interesting too how things in Washington D.C. the presidents and Congress seem to change. Sometimes the Congress changes, not always, but it's like Cynthia McKinney told me an interesting story about when she got to Washington. They basically tell you you're going to have these people as your staff. The staff never changes. And so you get these people that are completely entrenched. And I think a lot of them for presidents and for Congress kind of become gatekeepers. Would you say there might be some truth to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a crucial way that they get control of new members of Congress and people who come to Washington. You have the same staff that just gets recycled over and over again. So one establishment rhino gets voted out, a good guy comes in, and they say, here's your new staff. Meet deep state swamp creature A and B. Take your pick. And that's really, really problematic. It's one of the reasons why I say, term limits not only won't fix these problems, it'll just entrench them even more, because then we'll have these behind-the-scenes operators having even more control and even more influence over policy. And, it's a shame. And that is one of the real ways by which the deep state exercises its control over the Congress.
Right. And there's no, these federal employees that are entrenched in the State Department. I mean, we don't know what they're up to, and they can't be fired. So it's
That's
very
right.
Interesting how, even if there's new blood coming into Congress, and they get roped in very quickly, I think. And so even I'm sure it's happening to President Trump, as strong as he's trying to be.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that I've highlighted in my ongoing series on the deep state is this special clique of federal bureaucrats. It's called the Senior Executive Service, the SES. And it's kind of this elite case of federal bureaucrats. And I was amazed. I've been studying this stuff for over a decade now, since I was in college. And I had never come across this term until earlier this year. Come to find out, I don't know if you've ever seen this British comedy called Yes Minister, which is just absolutely hilarious, by the way, for those who haven't seen it. Yes Minister. And it's a comedy show, but it's about this, government minister, and he comes in and he's got his civil service bureaucrats and he's got, the upper level ones. And he says, all right, let's implement this policy. And they say, yes, minister. And then they go off and they do whatever they feel like it. All right. Mm-hmm. So we have this SES that basically runs federal policy, and more than 70% of these people were appointed during Obama's time. So that's what we're doing.
Alex, hold your thought. We're going to take a 4-minute break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Nation, and we are talking to Alex Newman. And Alex, you were talking about that show, Yes Minister. I looked it up during the break, and it's kind of an old show from back in the early 80s. And it says it's available to watch. That looks like a really interesting show. Just reminded me also, I haven't told the audience yet today that all three of our films, Shadow Ring, A Noble Lie, and State of Mind, freemindfilms.com, we're all up on Amazon Prime now, so that'll be really great for giving people extra access. And while I'm thinking of it, would you mind giving us your contact information for where people can read more? I know you're on YouTube, and all they have to do is put in Alex Newman, but do you have a special website you'd like us to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Marianne. And I would urge people to go to www.thenewamerican.com. And from there, you can get our daily headlines or weekly headlines or monthly headlines, however often you want that delivered right to your email. And you can also subscribe to our print magazine. I have it mailed twice every month to your doorstep. I write for the New American because I think it's the best magazine in the United States. There's, as far as I know, no other publication that really zeroes in on the crucial issues facing our republic and the survival of our liberty. So I urge people to check it out every day, find out the news that you're not going to hear from the fake news media, from the CNNs and the Fox Newses and the ABCs and CBSs and all these other propaganda mills. So that's thenewamerican.com. And then if people want to find me on Twitter, I very rarely use it, but it's AlexNewman_JOU.
It is a great magazine, I have to say. So do you want to speak a little bit of what's going on with NATO? I mean, I'm wondering what the end game is here. Is this just about the importance of having Russia as a boogeyman to feed the military-industrial complex, or do you think this goes beyond that? I mean, boy, Trump really called them out, and I so enjoyed watching their stone faces as he sat in Germany's face about the natural gas pipeline coming into Germany. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Oh, I did. It was brilliant. And, it's so refreshing to have a president who says what needs to be said. You know, I would have gone even further. I would have brought up Angela Merkel's past as a propagandist for the Communist Party of East Germany, the mass murdering dictatorship there, taking it a step further still. You know, why do we need NATO? This is basically the UN's military enforcement arm. We saw this most recently when the UN ordered that Libya be destroyed, and Obama, without even consulting Congress, ordered our troops and our air force to go start bombing it to smithereens while we were supporting jihadists and actual al-Qaeda terrorists who were bragging to the newspaper that they were al-Qaeda terrorists. So, we need to get out of NATO. There's no excuse for this anymore. It's ridiculous. And I think Trump had it right on the campaign trail. But, he has to be very circumspect in what he says and what he does publicly because, he's constantly walking on eggshells when it comes to the establishment. And they're just looking for something that they can pounce on him for and say, look, now he did something really dumb. And so, the public, unfortunately, does not understand all these things as well as they should. And so he needs to take it slowly. And I understand and I sympathize with that. But, it just was brilliant to see him say those things. Actually, I'm thinking about taking a trip over to Helsinki. I'm just a short boat ride away from Helsinki to see what goes on there at that meeting with Putin. But I know the European trip has been very good so far. I understand he's going to be pushing Brexit. You know, the British people were completely betrayed by their prime minister. More British people voted for Brexit than for anything in all of British history. And, of course, the globalist establishment has worked to sabotage that. And I know Trump has publicly supported Brexit, so I hope that he will help those Brits over there regain their independence.
Well, I'm sure, with all the protests going on, I'm sure he has, more support over there than what we're being told. And, I'm actually very excited he's meeting Putin. I mean, I hate to say this. I have a real problem. I have much more of a problem with communist China than I do with the new Russia or Vladimir Putin, even though I know Putin is not like an angel. I totally get all that. But I don't understand why he has to be such a big enemy. I mean, why isn't Turkey more of an enemy than Russia? I mean, Russia's not that powerful really anymore. I mean, am I kind of on the right track there with that?
Well, the way I see it, and my colleague William F. Jasper, you might have seen him at the Red Pill Expo, in my opinion, one of the best investigative journalists in America. He and I got together a couple of years ago, and we did a big investigation into Putin because, I think the Russians were really making an effort to warm up and cozy up to conservatives and libertarians and the Liberty Movement and the Truth Movement in the United States. They had me on RT a bunch of times, including on their flagship program. So we really got to work investigating it. The conclusion that we reached, and I encourage people to go read these articles as well, because you need to see the evidence that we compiled, because you will not see this from the fake media. But I am of the opinion that Putin is actually on the same team as the globalists. And people hear that, they say, that's crazy. What do you mean? He's a Christian, blah, blah, blah. Well, look
okay,
at the evidence that we've
compiled. We're going to go to break. I want to hear about this when we come back from the break. It's be a few minutes,
excellent.
Okay?
Thank you. Excellent.
This is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have USA Radio News.
FBI official Peter Strzok testified today that he can't recall using his work computer to soften the wording of a statement exonerating Hillary Clinton of mishandling classified information. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin questioned Strzok about this earlier today.
This change was Hillary's get-out-of-jail-free card, right?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well,
not in any way.
Hillary hasn't been prosecuted, so if she wasn't grossly negligent but was extremely careless, you know, then there's no criminal standard involved. With grossly negligent, there is.
President Trump's pressure on fellow NATO countries to spend more on defense paid off today, with countries committing to spend $33 billion this year. After the NATO summit, President Trump spoke about just how strong NATO is.
NATO is more put together right now, is more coordinated, and I think there's a better spirit for NATO right now than perhaps they've ever had.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With Alex Newman, and Alex, you just blew my mind before the break. I have to hear this broken down by you, if you wouldn't mind. So Putin is kind of part of the deep state and a globalist himself. You guys, your research has led you to that conclusion?
I firmly believe that, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak on this. You know, again, you will not see this evidence compiled anywhere else, although it is all publicly available, publicly accessible. We link to his speeches, to, you know, official documents and all the rest of it. But, I mean, the evidence is just massive and overwhelming. So, you know, for one, we know that Putin was a KGB officer. And for two, we see, you know, actions speak louder than words. And I'll give credit where credit is due. There have been some positive changes in Russia. under the Putin regime. He's liberalized homeschooling. He's slightly loosened gun control. He has, passed laws or approved of laws banning homosexual LGBT propaganda aimed at children. He's tried to add some additional restrictions on abortion. So, those are good things, and I think it's important that we acknowledge them and not, pretend like they don't exist and be like the Trump-Russia conspiracy theorists. Oh, my goodness, Putin is the root of all evil. But Putin is also very closely following the globalist script. And I'll give you some examples. For one, he describes himself as a good friend of Henry Kissinger. They have dinner at each other's houses. Kissinger admits that he gives Putin advice. And, Kissinger is essentially one of the architects of the New World Order agenda. And in his book, World Order, he actually outlined the process through which they intended to achieve their New World Order. They said you have to create regional orders all over the world, by which he means regional governments like the European Union, like the African Union, like the Union of South American States, et cetera, et cetera, and then merge those all into a one world order or a new world order. So we should expect, if Putin is on the same side as the globalists, to be building a regional government. And that's exactly what we find. He's right now building what's called the Eurasian Union. And this is being done in broad daylight. There's nothing secret about it. The interesting thing is that so many globalist schemes are being justified using these things. So the European Union will say, oh, look at Putin, how scary he is. We have to deepen European Union integration. And then on the other side, Putin will say, hey, look what the Europeans are doing. We have to deepen Eurasian integration. So, as I see it, this is just cover for furthering the New World Order agenda. That's how I see it. And, people will say, well, isn't he Christian? Aren't some good things happening? Why then are the globalist propaganda machines, sounding the war drums? And I would point to an official document put out by the State Department back in 1968. It was called A World Effectively Controlled by the United Nations. This was written by Lincoln Bloomfield with the State Department and the Institute for Defense Analyses. And he looked at all these scenarios and basically came to the conclusion that the quickest way to have a world governed by the United Nations is to use war or the threat of war to achieve that objective. And so I think that's what's going on here.
So keeping, you got to have the boogeyman kind of going. But I think where I'm a little confused, well, first of all, Donald Trump certainly met a few times with Henry Kissinger. He seems to be everywhere, wherever world leaders are. And so that doesn't surprise me. But, I mean, where does Putin fit in with, what he's doing in Iran and Syria? I can't imagine that he's really trying to protect those people. He's more trying to protect Russian interests in the oil and pipelines and everything. Am I just naive with that?
No, I don't know that I necessarily have all the answers. I think what's happening in Syria is very interesting. On the one hand, you have the globalists, including the Bilderbergers and the CFR types, all pushing for regime change in Syria. And then on the other hand, you have Putin apparently supporting Assad. And, I think there's a number of ways that this could be looked at. And I don't know that I have the, correct interpretation of it. But a number of crucial goals of the New World Order types are being advanced by having Syria completely destroyed and reduced to rubble. One of those, of course, is the extermination of Christians. And, that's the globalists have had an animus against Christians going back as far as the eye can see. They hate Christians with a passion. But on another level, they've been using the crisis in Syria as an excuse to push for what they call a Middle Eastern Union. In fact, this was published in the CFR's journal a couple years ago. A former Islamist named Ed Hussein, or Hassan, I think it was, talked about how this crisis in Syria shows that what we really need is a Middle Eastern Union that would bring together Turkey and all the Middle Eastern governments, maybe even into North Africa. And we would have this kind of regional government modeled on the European Union. So they, the Europeans went to war, and out of that came the European Union. So look at this big mess in Syria. Now let's have a Middle Eastern Union. And if you just had a quick regime change and a new government installed, you would lose some of that pressure. And actually, I wrote about this a few years ago. Putin was actually using the crisis in Syria to further globalist objectives as well. You know, they were talking about further empowering the UN International Court, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, which, of course, the U.S. is not even a member of. But, you know, so they play on multiple levels, and you have all these different globalist agendas being advanced, plus the mass migration into Europe. You know, this is advancing so many globalist objectives in Europe, including the destruction of the nation state, the undermining of Christianity and Western civilization. So they accomplish a lot of objectives by letting this war fester rather than having a quick resolution with the dictator falling and a new power emerging.
Well, and I know you didn't get to hear our previous guest, but she spends a lot of time over in Syria. And, of course, she and I am also on the belief that, you know, Assad is very different from his father and that, you know, the Christians are very well protected there and that we were the ones that were supporting the Syrian rebels. And it's been proven now that Assad did not gas his own people. And now the new threat is this Iranian group, the MEK, which I don't know if you've studied much about that or not, but that, you know, that's the next thing that's going to be used to cause chaos, and we're going to, you know, target Iran now and get the regime change. Maybe we're going to skip Syria for now. I mean, it's hard to say because, like you said, it's very, very convoluted, so it's hard to see which direction they're trying to go with this. But I know that there is disruption planned. I mean, I keep thinking that Israel and Saudi Arabia and the United States and Great Britain are kind of, you know, I don't know if they would allow a Middle Eastern Europe that they didn't control. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with every word you said. In fact, you know, it's been proven now that the Obama administration helped create ISIS. And Trump said that on a campaign trail, God bless him. And the media said, oh, goodness, what a ridiculous candidate. How could he say that? And he let them, you know, hang themselves for a few days, and then he tweeted out the proof, which is a memo from the Defense Intelligence Agency proving that they wanted to create what they call the Salafist Principality in eastern Syria, that they were backing the insurgency, even though they knew for a fact it was led by Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. So we have smoking guns proving that. And you're right. You know, the Christians fared quite well under Assad, and they have just been absolutely slaughtered and decimated by the rebels, so-called, backed by the Obama administration, backed by the globalist powers. And it really is a gigantic mess. And the MEK, yes, I'm quite familiar with them as well. I call it an Islamo-Marxist group in Iran. It has basically no support in Iran, but they've got a lot of Western globalists now banging the war drums on their behalf in Paris and in London and Washington, D.C., apparently in violation of federal law. So very, very weird things happening. And I think the globalists just love chaos because, you know, they have this old Masonic motto, you know, order out of chaos. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Chaos is perfect for them because out of the chaos, they can then advance their solutions, especially when they control the dialogue on both sides of the spectrum. By, for example, having John Kerry, Skull and Bones puppet on the left, and George Bush, Skull and Bones puppet on the right, that allows them to completely control the dialogue, and anything outside of that then becomes radical or extreme or kooky or whatever word they want to use.
Well, and you said the Masonic thing, and, you know, I've always believed that Lucifer is the father of chaos. So this is all very Luciferian to me, and chaos serves them well because it sort of works into the Hegelian dialectic and everything as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you even go back to 1776 and look at what we know about the Illuminati, you know, they wanted to destroy all the religions and all the governments of Europe for the purpose of advancing this, you know, crazy global brotherhood of man, as they called it, that would involve the destruction of private property, the destruction of belief,
we're gonna go to
the destruction of
Alex,
the family.
Please hold. I'm going to go to break here. Thank you. Oh, I guess we're not going to break. Okay, well, sorry about that, Alex. I was watching the clock here and looked at it a little bit incorrectly. But when we do come back from the break, I want you to elaborate on that. Will you do that for me?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Okay, yeah. It gets so very convoluted with looking at what is going on over there, and I think the American people need clarification on this. So once again, we'll go on the break, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And we're back with Alex Newman. Alex, in this last segment, would you just kind of wrap things up for us, where you want to go? I mean, we were talking about the kind of the Luciferian Illuminati aspect of all of this, and where do you think this is going? And I was really excited to hear that Donald Trump's family might have had a deeper level awareness into the New World Order back, going back many years. So where would you like to take this and finish up for us here?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on, Mary Ellen, and for the opportunity to talk about these incredibly important issues. And so, you know, it's my opinion that Donald Trump really does understand this. As I mentioned, you know, we found out from Roger Stone and confirmed from other sources that Trump's father had been involved with the John Birch Society, back in the 50s and 60s. And Robert Welch was always very clear that what we're dealing with here, Robert Welch was the founder of the Birch Society, that what we're dealing with here is a diabolical conspiracy or a satanic conspiracy. And, it almost doesn't meet the definition of a conspiracy anymore because they're so out in the open about it. And by definition, a conspiracy requires secrecy. But, people who miss the spiritual component of this, I think, are missing the big picture. And I try to emphasize this in my speech at the Red Pill Expo and also in the special report in the New American Magazine. This is a fight between good and evil. This is, that's what this boils down to. And if you go to, for example, Ephesians 6:12, the Bible tells us that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual forces of darkness and wickedness in high places. And I think at its core, that's really what we're dealing with here is absolute evil. And you can trace that through these secret societies. I mean, if you look at what these people do, I challenge you to come up with an alternative explanation. Watch the video that Alex Jones took from the Bohemian Grove Club when he snuck in with a video camera. These weirdos are standing around wearing hoods and chanting about forest spirits and burning what they claim is an effigy of a baby in front of a 40-foot stone owl. So, if you're an atheist, tell me, what were they doing? What does all this mean? So I think there is a spiritual component to this, and I think if we miss that, we're missing the point. So I would encourage people to, try to educate yourself. Read your Bibles, read your Constitution, your Declaration of Independence, read real history books if you want to hear, if you want to learn more about the history of the Illuminati and the infiltration of the European Masonic Lodges. You can read Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison. Get Shadows of Power by James Perloff and get these books and start educating yourself on these things, because as we build awareness, I think we have a much better chance of successfully fighting back. And as long as we remain ignorant and in the dark, we're going to spin our wheels and get nowhere. So I would just, encourage people to get involved, to get educated, get active, keep listening to this show, get a copy of the New American Magazine, share the information with your friends, and join the fight if you're not involved already.
Right. It's so hard to get people to read these days. It seems that because of social media and sound bites, we have people with very, very short attention spans. And, I'm kind of guilty of it, too. We want to watch something that only takes like 2 minutes of our time, or read something that's short and a meme or whatever. It's like education by meme now. And unfortunately, giving children devices and having this fast-paced information war that we have going on, I think it's very hard to get people to really pay attention and study.
It is. And, we have a massive illiteracy crisis in this country. And this was specifically engineered by these same people. They have been using, in the government schools, it's mandated under Common Core, a method of teaching reading that we've known is absolute quackery since it was first tried in the 1840s. It produces dyslexia and reading disabilities. That's why, according to the government's own numbers, half of Americans are either illiterate or so close to illiterate that we might as well classify them in the same category. And you're right, with the social media and all the devices, we're losing our attention spans. So we really are being dumbed down on a massive level. And in fact, that's the topic of the book, Crimes of the Educators, that I co-wrote with Dr. Blumenfeld. So, we're facing massive challenges here. But, to encourage people, I'd like to remind them that the truth is incredibly powerful. The globalists, the deep staters, they need billions and billions of dollars to market their lies because they're lies, right? But we have the truth, and so we don't need nearly that much money. The truth can stand on its own.
Well, and between children learning or not learning in school and being given Common Core type education coupled with teaching them they come from slime, What do we expect? I mean, they're going to grow up to be very, ships without rudders or little wingless birds, which is what we have, unfortunately.
That's right. Yeah, and this has been systematically engineered to produce exactly the outcomes that we're seeing in ignorant people who don't know anything about where they came from or, history or the principles of liberty or even the enemy that we're facing. So we do have huge hurdles to overcome, but I'm confident that we can do it. And, if I didn't think we could, I'd still be fighting this battle. But, I think if everybody listening to this gets involved and gets their friends involved and their neighbors and their families, I do think we can overcome this. And I think incredibly good things are happening already. You know, I think Trump has really thrown some wrenches into the gears of this machine, and you know, we need to keep on working and working and plugging on.
Well, and it's a blessing to me that it's the whole move toward the New World Order has been slowed down. I mean, I will, no matter what Trump does wrong, I love the guy. I mean, I hope, you know, I hope people realize that he has really, really slowed down the aircraft carrier, and it's not going full steam ahead anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's just been huge, the amount of things. Even just by discrediting the media so fully and withdrawing from all these UN agencies, you know, good things are happening, and we can build on this momentum now and keep our freedom for our kids and for our grandkids.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming on. I want to, you know, things that you said, it is a spiritual battle. And, you know, it's like I always tell people, and I've heard this from other talk show hosts too, that, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in God or Satan. Guess what? They do. They know Satan exists, and they worship him. And there is a plot. It's a plot against Christianity. It's a plot against freedom. It's a plot against liberty, and it's a plot against mankind. And if we don't wake up, it's very difficult because you can't necessarily reach a lot of people. But guess what? One person at a time, you wake up the people you care about and yourself.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself. I agree completely. And we just got to keep doing what we're doing and keep doing more of it. So.
Right. Well, I want everybody to go order a copy of the New American Magazine or go read it online, because I've saved a lot of my copies, even from like 18 years ago. I have a lot of old copies, and I pull them out. There's great articles and about NAFTA and all kinds of things in there to really educate yourself on what is free trade compared to fair trade and the New World Order and now with all this NATO stuff. But your articles on the deep state and this latest issue that I got at the Red Pill Expo is really, really fantastic. So I want to thank you so much for being with us today, and I know you'll be back as a guest of the Power Hour. It's just been an honor, you know, more than an honor of interviewing you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary Ellen. The honor is all mine. I really appreciate it. Huh?
Okay, and we will be in touch, and thank you so much, and you have a wonderful rest of the week and weekend.
Thanks, and God bless.
You as well. God bless everybody in the Power Hour Nation.
Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.